Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
I don't know why I am so nervous because it's not even my thing. But tonight is it's preview night. It's not showtime.
For what?
My daughter's show choir.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, I'm really excited because they've been working hard all fall getting their show ready, and it's like just almost there.
Yeah, it's dress rehearsal time.
Exactly. They were supposed to have a couple of extra practices this week, except
weather.
Mm-hmm. So we haven't worked on the bow yet, but you know what? They sent a video and they're like, this is how it works. So work on it at home and we'll put it all together live tonight.
Does she have the bow down?
She practiced. She practiced the bow in her room, but she wouldn't let me watch
it. It's one move.
It's bow. Well, but I don't know. Is it?
You fold at the waist and you come back up.
Well,
I guess there's a timing component.
It's time.
Okay.
Right? Like
yeah.
you stop the dance and then you have to bow and then you have to move
in
over
rhythm,
here
yeah.
And you have to like gesture to the band and I don't know.
It's a lot.
It's I don't know.
And you will see it tonight?
She would not let me watch her practice, and I will see it all tonight. It's like not with costumes. It's just kind of a practice thing. The band's not going to be there. They're going to practice with their practice tape. It's
yeah.
kind of like step back, no hair, just kind of, you know, everybody's going to wear their
yeah.
their team shirt. But I'm super excited to see their show. It's called Ultra Luminary, and it's all like songs about the planets and the sun, like walking on sunshine.
You could call it celestial bodies, but that sounds dirty for kids.
I don't want to call it. That's why they didn't call it that, Eric, because it sounds really gross.
Celestial bodies.
Celestial bodies and the children dancing to the songs. No.
Junior High Show Choir presents Celestial Bodies.
No, they decided not to go. They decided to go with Ultraluminary.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not. Are they doing like Venus? I'm your Venus. Do you know that song?
Yeah, I do. I don't know. See, I'm such a bad show choir mom. I started out helping hardcore,
yeah.
and then I got busy, and like it's cookie season, and I haven't been in a while. I know they're doing Moon River.
Is that the ballad?
Yeah.
Does she have to hold a boy, or does a boy have to hold her?
Yeah.
Usually, we
had. What are you talking about? Like, she carries him? Because in junior high,
yes.
that's probably the better way to go.
Girls develop faster than boys.
The girls are
yeah.
twice as big as the boys
the girls
in junior high.
Will come in just carry the boys, singing, and I want them facing the crowd but walking the opposite direction. Singing Moon River. That'd be great.
In junior high, that's probably the way it's got to go.
That is it, totally.
She fireman carries a
yeah.
couple of little boys.
She actually, they walk them out the way, and then the girls turn away, and then the guys sing while on their shoulder. That's how Moon River will be presented tonight for your Celestial Body show.
Until I see it tonight, that's how it's in my mind, okay?
That is great.
You should be a choreographer.
I tried once. okay, I should be arrested for word crimes.
Oh.
This usually happens when you like are at the doctor's office or you get pulled over and you start using their jargon thinking
mm-hmm.
you're helping them
mm-hmm.
and you're not. Because I think you're just trying not to look dumb, right? Because
yeah.
we've all been like, you go to the auto dealer, like, well, the thing is making the noise.
Yeah, and then you feel like an idiot.
Yes. So like, well, I had an anomaly in my third index finger. Like, you want to sound smarter than you.
Right.
So we're at Roland's appointment on Tuesday. Our big, lovable, dumb dog, who unfortunately just is prone to skin allergies. That happens with dogs.
Poor guy.
Even during the wintertime. And what happens is, you know, he'll lick a lot. And though the theory is dogs have clean mouths, they do not.
No.
So there's bacteria everywhere, right?
Mm-hmm.
So like, oh, we're going to give you like this little foam. And you kind of squirt on there. And
for his skin or for his mouth?
It's for his skin.
Okay.
So what I just said, we're going to give you a little bit of foam. You're going to squirt it on there and just rub it in and then see what happens.
Okay.
That's what I should have asked when I wanted to know how many pumps. Because uh-huh. it kind of comes out of this tube. And instead, I'm like, What is the discharge procedure?
Oh my
for?
God.
And
Eric.
She looked at me, she said, oh, the discharge is $40. She thought I was asking the price. Like, what is discharge?
Because nobody says it like
who
that.
Who says discharge?
Did you panic and like, oh, thank you for letting me know that
information? No, I thought like, oh, that was stupid. I should have just said how many pumps.
Okay.
That's what I was asking.
Yeah.
But I was trying.
So just say it like a human, well, you robot man.
Stop it.
Robot man.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on Z102.9.
Another chess piece has been moved regarding the casino in Cedar Rapids. An Iowa State senator has introduced a bill that would place a 5-year moratorium on a new gaming licenses in Iowa. So as of now, there is not anything on the floor of the Iowa House. There's been talk of something, and the Speaker of the House is like, we're not taking this for a vote unless I know I got the votes and I know the governor's going to sign it.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that we now have a bill introduced in the Senate, that's somebody has moved a chess piece.
Okay.
So this is just the game we're watching right now, right? Because there are so many people playing the game of, are we getting a casino or not getting a casino? It's not just the gaming board in Cedar Rapids, right?
No.
It's also Riverside, because Riverside threw in something like, hey, you did the ballot language wrong. The Racing and Gaming Commission is going to decide that today.
Oh.
So that there's a hurdle.
That piece.
Then you got the actual vote on February 6th.
Woo!
But before then, we could have a law that says moratorium. So we're just watching. It's a game of chess.
Chess.
It's a very slow-moving game of chess. We're just seeing who's moving next. Hy-Vee will transition all of its in-store restaurant locations across the Midwest that are Wahlburgers back to Hy-Vee Market Grill. That move was announced Monday. They will do it in phases, but by February 4th, all the signage is down, all the mom sauce is gone, all of that menu is gone to be replaced by the current Market Grill location menus that they're already using across the Midwest.
Are they breaking up with Marky Mark?
That's what I'm wondering. Because remember, that partnership started about the same time. All of a sudden, you started to see cardboard cutouts of him in like the protein aisle.
Yeah, he'd be by the like super protein bars.
And I feel like, wasn't it also before they expanded into Kansas City? And if you've got the option between Mark Wahlberg or Patrick Mahomes, I feel like that's a more notorious spokesperson right now.
Yeah.
So maybe, and who knows if it was a contract thing, right? It debuted in 2018 in West Des Moines and then spread to 79 locations across the Midwest. It's not just Iowa, but locally that's 1 Cedar Rapids, 2 Coralville, and 1 in Iowa City. Wahlburgers flipping back to or will now become Market Grill locations at Hy-Vee's in our area.
Interesting.
Wrap it up with the buzz. What's got us feeling all right? The James Beard Foundation. They are kind of like the Michelin star people. They're kind of like the AAA diamond ratings. Like they rate the best of the best.
The big deal.
The James Beard Foundation publishes a list of best chefs at restaurants across America. I think if you watch The Bear, I think it gets mentioned in there. Like he worked for those types of chefs and was one of those chefs himself before opening that, taking his family Chicago beef diner and turning it into a best restaurant.
Exactly,
right? So now that you have that image, in the Midwest category, among the chefs from St. Louis, Minneapolis, and Kansas City is our very own Andy Schumacher from Cobble Hill.
Yes.
He is, again, on the list as a semifinalist for the 2025 James Beard Awards.
Okay, I'm like, he's won it before, though.
I don't know. I don't know if he's gotten all the way to the top of the James Beard Mountain, but maybe like base camp one away.
Okay.
He's been near the summit. I know he's been nominated many, many, many times. But the fact that we have, there are only 20 in the Midwest. Think of how many restaurants across 7 states. 20 have been named semifinalists. We have one of them.
Wow.
That's pretty cool.
That's very cool.
I should also mention, I've never heard of this restaurant. Simon's in Des Moines also is up for outstanding hospitality.
Oh, very nice.
So I'm going to have to check that out when I'm up there.
Yeah.
So we go from the semifinalists to the finalists. Those will be announced the first week of April. And then there's a big winter celebration coming up mid-June coming up in Chicago. So congrats. That's, by the way, where I'm eating tomorrow night. So lovely.
I love it.
I'm excited for that. It's also just good to know my town.
Last time I went there, he was doing the water. I was like, why are you doing the water?
That's also when you've got just a local family that owns a very nice local restaurant. Come to appreciate what they do.
I know.
Yeah, so congrats to the Schumachers.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze. with Claire.
Destiny was on the hunt for these, but she was just a little bit early for the new Post Malone Oreos. He has created his own cookie, and he's done something very unique. He's featuring the first ever twisted cream center of an Oreo.
What does that even mean?
The cream inside the Oreo is a salted caramel and shortbread flavor. So it's a twisted filling. Like usually they have the cookie.
It's and one then, solid color and one flavor.
Yeah. And the cream isn't always white. You know, sometimes they'll have red for Christmas or like bubblegum pink.
Green wicked.
Sure.
Mint.
Yes. This time there's a multi-colored cream twist in the center.
Is any of it the flavor of sunflowers? Sunflower Oreo?
Sunflower Oreo. It's going to be delicious. No, but there is sunflowers on the cookie.
Okay, that makes sense.
Isn't that cool?
Yes.
So the cream is twisted and it's caramel and shortbread flavor. And it's sandwiched between the typical chocolate cookie and then a golden cookie on the other side. And it's going to have sunflowers on the cookie, a knight, a saw blade, a pickup truck, and a butterfly.
No Always Tired tattoo?
It should have Always Tired.
Yeah,
on
it should.
I like that. But it's always like nods to his music, not nods to him, himself, the guy. He should have had one that said Always Tired.
I know.
I'm with you on
When's this coming out?
They were available for pre-sale starting on Monday, but they're going to actually hit shelves February 3rd.
Okay.
So it's coming. Posty said he really wanted to create a flavor that shows off all of his different sides. That was important to him. And they tried like 50 different flavor combinations.
That's a day I want to be in the office.
That's exactly what he said. He couldn't decide between like the classic golden cookie or the classic chocolate cookie.
Yeah.
So they're like, why not do both? And lately he's been into a lot of salted caramel. So
start with that and then they kind of built it.
Yeah.
It also shows he's like,
it was the best day at work.
I no kidding. And he's not just like one personality.
Yeah.
It also shows he's multifaceted.
Exactly. Exactly. Great palate because all of that sounds delicious. Lots of different flavors, but all good.
The Post Malone Oreo coming soon.
Now, this has been such a ugly back and forth. The whole Blake Lively, Justin Baldoni thing, the It Ends With Us movie. They apparently did not like working together, and now there's lawsuits back and forth against each other. And caught in the middle is author Colleen Hoover. She is the woman who wrote the book that the movie is based on. And I think a lot of people have been asking her, what do you think, Colleen?
You got to pick a side, right?
Whose side are you on, Colleen? Because she signed the rights to her book over to Justin Baldoni because he's the one who created the movie. His production studio made the movie, and he was the director of the movie and starred in the movie. But she kind of at first was on Blake's side and supported Blake when she launched her lawsuit. She has since just deactivated her Instagram account. She doesn't want to be on anybody's side.
That's the safe move.
And you know what? I would like to deactivate my Instagram account too, Colleen Hoover, because you know what? We both are like, enough.
You're carrying the burden of Z Sleaze. You have to report on this every day.
Colleen!
Every day.
Take Colleen, me with you.
Colleen can at least escape.
Colleen, we all want to get away from this. Enough. Poor Ryan Seacrest. He had a rough day at work. Wheel of Fortune, apparently. Kind of a dangerous place for old Ryan Seacrest.
Did the wheel come off the middle?
No, you know what? They make sure that is attached, you guys. That would be really dangerous.
We did a really big hex nut in the middle of the wheel so it doesn't come spinning off.
I'm glad that they have been very attentive to that. They've been very sure that the wheel is safe. No, they had an overzealous contestant. They had the 40,000 grand prize got won on Tuesday night, and a Pittsburgh native named Daniel Thomas needed to solve a one-word puzzle. Seven letters. Living things is the category, and it was the bonus round. So they do the RSTLNE.
Yep.
Those letters will appear, and all he got, the S and the E appeared, and then he got to choose a couple of letters, and so he chose, give me an H, a G, a D, an O, and a G. And the only letter that he asked for was the G that appeared. So with a G, an E, and an S, he had to solve the puzzle.
That was 1 second.
He was so excited, he knocked Ryan Seacrest to the ground. He knocks Ryan Seacrest to the ground. He was so excited. He was jumping up and down.
Did he shove him or just kind of bumped him?
He tried to embrace him, and he was a lot bigger than Ryan Seacrest, so he just knocked him to the ground. Ryan Seacrest fell, and he jumped right back up. Seacrest was fine, but Seacrest went out. Seacrest fell to the floor. He left with a total of $71,950.
That's not a bad day playing a game.
That was a good day for Daniel.
Yes, yes.
Very good day. A little bit of a rough day for Seacrest.
Yeah. He comes with the job, man.
Yeah.
Comes with the territory.
You knew what you signed up for.
Yeah.
All right.
You're
going to
get hugged by strangers. You're going to get knocked down by strangers. People are going to be sad when they miss words.
And you know what? Maybe this is a lesson to you. You just have to have a wider stance.
Oh, you got to have a low center of gravity,
and
Ryan
bend
Seacrest.
Bend your knees.
Yeah.
Bend your knees.
You don't get that on Rockin' Eve.
No.
No. This is not a lot of people know that Wheel of Fortune is a contact sport.
Yeah.
Yeah. Be prepared.
Let this be a lesson to you. That's what we like to call
Z's. Sleaze.
Need to take 1 second and catch my breath.
You okay?
Yeah, I just, you know, want to savor the idea that I'm going to destroy you here in about a minute.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
This is a no-brainer.
I haven't even fully prepared for this case because I know I'm already going to win.
Okay, here's the case before all of us. Please stand by, jurors, because we need you to call and decide. You have two options.
Yeah, a case of passion, really.
And the options are, when you call, in matter of seconds, moments, minutes, I want to hear either the word peanut or cashew. That's it.
I know.
That's what we're debating.
There is a world of nuts out there, and I get that everybody has their favorites, but we are just talking about the two nuts that Eric and I think are the best ones, because I think the cashew is the best nut of all time.
Do you want to start? Because I'm the one that called you out on this, and you were instantly like, no, clearly the cashew.
How dare you?
That's how this whole debate started.
I was offended that you said otherwise. I thought that everybody agreed cashews are the best nut. A cashew is the Cadillac of nuts. There's no shell. You don't have to worry about working for it. It's just there for you.
Is that your only argument?
No.
Okay, continue.
Cashews are good when you salt them. Cashews are good when they are sweet. Cashews are also in the shape of a C, and they're also called cashews, so that's kind of cool.
I didn't think of that.
Yeah.
It's a crescent-shaped nut.
It's a crescent-shaped nut, and it starts with a C. So that's just like, that's on brand. That's a really nice thing for cashews. Cashews are a softer nut, so you don't have to work as hard, which is nice too. They are silky. They are smooth. They just taste better. They have a better flavor than other nuts. Cashews are just better. I don't know why you don't realize this.
Your argument, cashew.
Yeah.
Compared to the peanut.
Yes.
Is the best nut.
It is the best nut. The flavor is just better.
Oh, boy.
The flavor's better.
Where do I even begin to destroy
it? I don't know how you're going to.
Oh, I know.
You can't change my mind.
Let's start with the evidence. May I please enter into this court battle exhibits A through infinity. Peanut butter, peanut brittle, peanut clusters, peanut sauce, Baby Ruth, Reese's, all contain the peanut. They're used to describe little people and little animals. Oh, you little peanut. It's a term of endearment. It has its own mascot. It's so popular. Mr. Peanut. I want to see you at America's pastime, the great game of baseball, and I want to see you get a bag of cashews. They don't sell bags of cashews. They're like, peanuts here, peanuts here.
Peanut is a peasant's nut. A peanut is garbage. Peanuts come in bags because it's like, bleh.
Here's the best part about the peanut, which is the thing you hate the most. The shell. Every time you have a peanut, it's a surprise.
It's the
worst. Don't know what's going to be in there.
It's so much work for the tiniest little.
Usually it's two. Sometimes you get three.
Sometimes it's just nothing.
When you get three peanuts, you feel like the peanut king. The peanut king. Peanut royalty. Hands down. Popularity. Versatility. Saltiness. It's the peanut, man. And may I end by saying, God rest his soul, Jimmy Carter, former president.
Oh, don't bring Jimmy into this.
And peanut.
farmer.
Oh, if only he had farmed cashews.
Nope, he was a peanut farmer.
Dang it.
And a peanut farmer. Name
Dang
one
it.
American president
I
who was
can't
a cashew
think of
farmer.
A single cashew farmer.
Herbert Hoover, not a cashew farmer.
But you know what?
George Washington only had cherry trees. He didn't raise cashews.
Dang it. Okay, don't need to have a famous cashew farmer to know that cashews are the best nut, okay? We just need jurors. I need jurors on my side. We're turning it over to you. Jury in a hurry. We don't need any other nut. We just need you to say, what is the best nut, cashew or peanut?
My goal is to go lickety-split through these phone calls.
Yeah.
Hi, Z102.9, peanut or cashew? Bam! And the next call. Okay. Producer Ben is already loading up the phone lines, but
we
still have open lines.
We're off to the races.
200-1029, which is the best nut? Who's side you on? Peanuts or cashews? Call now.
Who's going to win their case today? Claire or Eric? Jury in a hurry on Z102.9.
Jury in a hurry, peanuts or cashews? What do you got?
Peanuts!
Peanuts!
Yuck!
Jury in a hurry, peanuts or cashews? What do you got?
Cashews!
Cashews!
Oh, yeah!
It's also fun to say both of them.
It is
I will
fun.
Give you that.
It is fun to yell it.
Jury in a hurry, peanuts or cashews? What say you?
Hands down all the way with Eric on this one.
Hands down! Those are peanut hands.
And peanuts on the ground.
Z102.9, which is the best nut, the peanut or the cashew?
Cashew!
Cashew! It's like a game of pickleball.
Oh, this is back and forth and back and forth.
Which is the best nut, caller, the peanut, or the cashew?
Cashew.
Uh-oh.
Cashew. Yeah. That's right.
Hi, it's Jury in a Hurry. Which is the best nut, the peanut, or the cashew?
The cashew, right?
Don't convince the
Sorry,
jury.
Sorry, Charlie. Cashew.
Whoa. You just doubled me up 4-2.
Oh, here we go.
Where are my nutters? Where are my nutters?
My nutters?
Which is the best nut, the peanut, or the cashew, caller?
It's the peanut.
The peanut. You know who that guy
that
is?
That was a little peanut.
He's a little peanut.
Oh.
All right, we got a 4-3 right now.
That's right. It's
Jury in a hurry. Best nut, peanut or cashew? What say you?
Cashew.
Oh, no. That's a 5-3. Woo-hoo. Hi, Jury in a Hurry. Which is the best nut, peanut or cashew?
Cashew.
Claire.
Woo.
What? Oh,
I just
oh.
need one more.
Hi, Jury in a Hurry. Please say the best nut is the peanut or
just
is it the cashew?
The cashew.
Peanut.
No!
Oh!
Oh, no.
Jury in a Hurry, which is the best nut, the peanut or the cashew?
The cashew.
The cashew.
Claire!
Yes,
oh, my
indeed.
God.
The cashew is the best nut of all time.
Do everybody else have peanut allergies? What's going on?
Oh, nut allergies. That's a really good point.
Waking you up with the Morning Scramble on Z102.9.
We are, however, very excited to bring something to life.
Yeah, we're just stuck in this mode.
God, we can't stop.
It's happened one other time on the Morning Scramble.
Yeah, actually.
And when was this? 3 years? Was this pre-COVID?
Yeah, I think that we got inspired going to Linmar. We were remembering when we went to Marion High School as well. Like anytime, we've been doing a lot of travels to Marion lately.
We were invited by, it was like Marion's photojournalism department, and they wanted us to take part. They have a YouTube channel, and they do a segment called Try Not to Laugh News.
Yeah.
And you're on camera, and you've got to read stories, and then they have you do some kind of silly stunts, and the whole idea is for just straight face. You cannot laugh. So before we did that, we actually had to prepare. So we ran a simulation of Try Not to Laugh here.
Yeah, we thought we should probably practice because we want to show these kids that we are professionals. Okay?
Here's what that sounded like just a couple years ago. Ready?
Let me first. Like, I think I need to start with just like serious.
Center yourself?
Yeah, let me get centered.
Okay.
Just like the gravitas. Like, this is the news.
It's the news.
This is the news. Breaking news. Today, a Nebraska-based coffee chain broke a Guinness World Record by assembling an 848-pound cake ball in celebration of its 25th anniversary.
I'm already laughing.
They named it Charlie after Brendan Fraser's character in The Whale. That's not! Why did you make me say that?
Because I don't know what's going to happen.
No! No!
What?
This is going to be so bad.
All Okay. This is going to be horrible. I couldn't keep it in, and I knew what joke was coming because I wrote it.
Okay.
I'm ready. Same thing. Center myself.
Center yourself. Get real.
I do the
Mine's
news
much shorter.
Every morning. Okay.
This is very short. You should have no problem. Okay.
Breaking news. Typhoon rips through cemetery. Hundreds dead.
It's not funny. It's not funny. It's a tragedy.
Don't laugh.
It's not.
That's not funny.
It's not funny.
2023 was when Marion invited us to do Try Not to Laugh News. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So tomorrow, let's try again. Let's try a new segment. This is going to replace. We used to do something called Headline Battle.
Yeah.
And the problem is we've done it so much that we know each other's go-tos.
You and I have mind melded. So it's not working.
We've been repeating. We gave Ben the same headline 3 games in a row.
Yeah. So that game has to go on a shelf. It's not working.
You're going to retire it.
There's no way that you and I are going to write the same headlines.
No. Try Not to Laugh News. So here's how I'm making my approach. You let me know your approach.
Okay.
I'm trying to weekend update this thing.
Okay.
So it's going to be a real headline.
Sure.
I'll give you the first sentence of the story.
Yep.
And then I gotta write a punchline.
Exactly.
I got to write a joke.
Yeah. Yeah.
That I hope the goal is for us to deliver the joke without laughing.
Yeah.
That's the key. Try not to laugh news.
Try not to laugh.
Yes.
But I want to make you laugh while you're saying it.
Same here.
Yeah.
I think I got just the right story for you.
You already have a story picked out?
Well, I was looking, working ahead a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll get a story and we will be challenging each other.
Don't miss it.
Don't miss it.
Brand new. Morning Scramble. Try Not to Laugh News. It's a new segment, 7:35.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble Podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings, 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.